to Nell. As you're speaking, we're taking a look now at the live pictures from the Gaza border. The Israeli military vehicles amassed in the border regions there, and our correspondents in Gaza are telling us that though they are still in the border regions, a lot of these tanks have actually entered into the Gaza Strip, and they're being backed by aerial attacks. Let's go back to Gaza. Hala Safadi. Hala, reports saying that the Israeli military says it has severely diminished the arsenal of Hamas. What can you tell us about the strength of Hamas, whether these continued attacks, strikes, have actually on the ground diminished its strength, meaning that it won't be able, for instance, to resist more days of both aerial and ground strikes?
I do believe that both sides, whether it was Israel or Hamas, cannot really carry on for longer or for too much longer, as both sides would lose too much. So, for example, if we're talking about Israel, this aggression has cost them a number of millions and a huge number of money to actually do this aggression against Palestinians. And also, since they went into a ground incursion, it's also kind of terrifying for them, as their soldiers that might die, their soldiers that might be kidnapped. They didn't really, if they were not thinking that this incursion would take a place, if they don't prepare for themselves for this ground incursion, we would have not seen the way Netanyahu is talking about expanding the operation. So this was intended from the very first day one, and it came after Hamas reviews the Egyptian initiative. So the entire Egyptian initiative scenario sounds like a trick that was played on the Palestinian side, especially that now after Hamas has sent them other conditions to so that they would agree on this initiative. Israel said it very clearly that they would never agree on any initiative not brokered by Egypt. So regarding if they are able to do it anymore, Hamas did already prove that they have enough surprises, and they can actually go into this aggression and even face the Israeli soldiers face to face. But again, looking at the number of people who are dying in Gaza, a number of injuries, number of houses that are demolished, those also play as a pressure that Israel is putting on the fighters or the resistance fighters to make them agree for a ceasefire, for example. But again, this war cannot be going any longer than this, because we're talking about a huge number of people who are dying, a huge number of injuries. We're talking about a humanitarian crisis, and we hope that this humanitarian crisis would make people wake up and notice and witness what's happening in Gaza. On the other hand, Israel does believe that Hamas has more to show, and the biggest proof is that they did not really get what they want from only airstrikes and assassinations, but they went into a further step, which is a ground incursion. So if they were not worried about the power of Hamas, they would have not gone into a ground incursion, and they would have not put their soldiers in a very dangerous place for them to be. We already heard a number of Israeli leaders stating that they stand against the ground incursion, although a number of them wanted a ground incursion because they know how Hamas has number of surprises for them, and they want to demolish Hamas as well and to destroy its infrastructure. However, this would be a little bit difficult, because even Palestinians themselves, we're not aware of the power of Hamas. We only get to know what Hamas has when every time Qassam leader gives a speech, or every time we learn about a drone, or every time we learn about a new rocket. So there are a number of secrets that are not, no one knows about them, but we will know about them once they are in need to use them, as they stated. And even if you talk to many or number of Hamas officials, have stated that this war will not come to an end as long as the blockade will not be lifted, as long as Palestinians are not even living like other human beings all around the world, this war would not come an end. So again, we hear about in news that Israel would refuse anything that's not coming from the Egyptian side and the ceasefire of Egypt. However, if this keeps on going, then it is guaranteed that this aggression would take place. Even if Hamas runs out of what they have, this aggression will take place. And many people, there were actually 10 minutes ago, a person who was just killed before he died, he stated something: we don't care if we die anymore. If we're not dying out of the war, we're going to die out of the siege. So basically, Palestinians are looking at the situation that it's a lose-lose situation. situation, if this resistance does not continue to take place and does not continue to take the rights of the Palestinian people. Rights are never given, they're always taken. And this is what the fighters, the resistance fighters, are proving right now. So even if Hamas is not strong enough to keep going, especially that we're talking about an enemy that, or Israel, that already has the smartest war machines and the heaviest weapons in the world. So even if Hamas is not equal to Israel, the people in Gaza do not want any ceasefire if their rights are not granted.
Well, let's put that issue to Nell Burden, a correspondent in Ramallah, get the other side of the picture on this as well. Nell, you know, we've been hearing this a lot from people on the ground in the Palestinian territories, in the Gaza Strip. They say they are under very hard conditions for so long it's been for them that they have nothing to lose. They just want an opportunity to prove to the world that they want their basic human rights to be respected. So they are willing actually to fight and to resist what's currently happening to them. But what about the you know, the perspective in the on the Israeli side? We've been hearing, for instance, of protests taking place in Haifa, those against what's happening in the Gaza Strip, and even Netanyahu under fire concerning the success of this operation. A lot of analysts have said that this cycle or vicious circle of continuous attacks on Gaza with the stated aim of destroying Hamas or the infrastructure has not been working and is not going to work. How come then this is continuing?
Well, I think the word you said, the cycle of violence, is probably the most important factor here. This isn't the first time, and it's very doubtful it will be the last time that the Israelis give a full military incursion or attack on the Gaza Strip. This is the fourth attack in this way since 2006, when Gilad Shalit was actually taken by the members of Hamas as a hostage. So we've had, you know, four large-scale attacks. Qass-led claimed the lives of over 1,500 people in the Gaza Strip. They were using illegal measures against the people, including white phosphorus, which is a kind of source that burns at a very, very high temperature and will literally obliterate, you know, anyone standing nearby. So, of course, there's a great concern, not only from the Palestinians inside the West Bank, but also throughout Israel. I mean, at Haifa, we had hundreds and hundreds of people attending a demonstration, and actually the Israeli police used brutal force against them. There were members of the Israeli Knesset, even, who complained about being beaten by the police and being held. There were 30 people arrested. There were dozens of people wounded from the Israeli police. So the Israeli police continue to use heavy-handed measures against any demonstrations, even against their own people, even against members of the Israeli Knesset, you know, parliamentarians. So, of course, this is just fueling public anger at the moment. The other part that's really been in social media, Twitter, Facebook, is the fact that Gazans remain in a very unique situation. They are caught, 1.8 million people caught inside the coastal enclave. 100,000 people were told to leave the north and the northeast. Now people are being told to evacuate central parts of Gaza. And this has almost turned into a very dark comic skit where, you know, they're given choice to go. UNRWA schools, for example, they're under the auspices of the United Nations. They're told that they're a safe haven. Nine of them have been shelled. To go to hospitals to treat their wounded. We're talking about Wafa Hospital, for example, in the north, has been heavily shelled. The Israelis are injuring the already injured and paralyzed. So this has also sparked, you know, constant anger within Palestine and Israel. But the main point, actually, is the international silence on this, or making it seem like there's some sort of equal war going on here. Although in Israeli media, we've just seen reports of how people in Tel Aviv, of how people in Jerusalem are being affected, of how it's knocking the economy, of how expensive the Iron Dome defense system is. No one can compare the numbers once again to what's happening in Gaza, and that's becoming more and more transparent to the international community. So I believe at some point Egypt are going to have to attempt to broker a cease deal, but with many of the preconditions laid out by Hamas. And also, at some point, as the death toll continues to climb, the United Nations are going to have to claim some responsibility for the lives of these people and actually give a statement that will support the people of Gaza. Until that time, public fury will continue.